street with four members.
They act.
Barricades. There's people.
Thank you, 32 Antoine.
We have no way out.
We have no way out. Officers were saying, I can't believe today Congress is going to certify the election of a president that was involved in an insurrection, asking for 11,780 votes. Fake elector scheme. Hasn't conceded to this day. Scary times. This is true.
It's up to us people now, the American people.
What are you ready to do?
One more time.
What are you ready to do?
And whatever it takes, I'll lay my life down if it takes.
That's how people have been brainwashed. Give me a little more volume, Andy, if you have it on the screen.
Hey,
we're coming in. Aren't these the people, F you, they're saying to police, aren't these the people who say, hey, why didn't they just comply? Why aren't they complying with police officers here? It's the hypocrisy. Why aren't they complying with police officers? You tell me. Because they don't think that they have to? Officer down. Don't, do not forget about this, people. Nothing but white supremacy. I can't watch again. Peggy McGeary, you have to watch.
They were peaceful people. These were great people.
Donald Trump, they're peaceful.
Unbelievable, and I mentioned the word love. The love in the air. I've never seen anything like it.
That, how could Trump look at this footage and still say that it was a day of peace? He's delusional. They're delusional. I agree with you. How could this person be president again? This is the Vice President of the United States saying that there's a constitutional duty. And this is why Democrats are different in this moment than Republicans. Here it is.
Peaceful transfer of power is one of the most fundamental principles of American democracy. As much as any other principle, it is what distinguishes our system of government from monarchy or tyranny. Today at the United States Capitol, I will perform my constitutional duty as Vice President of the United States to certify the results of the 2024 election. This duty is a sacred obligation, one I will uphold, guided by love of country, loyalty to our Constitution, and my unwavering faith in the American people. As we have seen, our democracy can be fragile, and it is up to then each one of us to stand up for our most cherished principles and to make sure that in America, our government always remains of the people, by the people, and for the people. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Wow, American patriot, Vice President of the United States, doing the right thing, as Mike Pence did, as a matter of fact, back in January of 2020. Same thing. He did his patriotic duty. And the duty that he was supposed to do as the Vice President of the United States. And now Vice President Kamala Harris is going to do the same thing today.
Just a reflection of years past. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Good morning, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, www.wrct.org. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be.
lovely one is kind of holy.
In righteousness.
Got to live it up in righteousness.
Black music from the ancient to the future. Jazz Corner, 1:1, WRCT. Hey, everybody. This is Mr. Eugene McDaniels.
The Lord is back. The Lord is on the train. He's riding the rails to resurrection. The Lord is black. His mood is in the rain. People have called, he's come in to make corrections. You can hear his voice blowing in the wind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, you can feel the power if you search within. Yeah, 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 yeah. The Lord is mad, his disposition's mean. He's traveling the road to mass destruction. Poor hearts, be glad. You know your troubles have been seen. He promised he would make power reductions. Revelations tells us that the time is near. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better pay attention to the warning voice you hear. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lord is back. You know the Lord is on the phone. He's calling out, but he gets a bad connection. The Lord, he's fire. His eye is in the sun. Yes, he's watching everyone for his selection. His voice is like the thunder crashing.
yeah, 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 yeah.